Welcome to the Founders Garage podcast. In a world where there's millions of podcasts and options and things that you can be doing with your time, thank you so much for taking a quick minute to check us out and hear what we're all about. We appreciate your time. We know time is very special and finite, and we'll never take it for granted. So thank you for taking a moment to check us out. My name is Dean Sutton. I'm the guy behind Founders Garage. This podcast and this project, this community that's going to come from this, is a long-standing project. Something I've put off for close to 6-7 years now while I was busy actually building companies, aka more scars and more learning for a project such as this. But this was basically an intention to create something that truly can help and serve founders and entrepreneurs that are in the arena building companies, getting their asses kicked. People that want to learn, expand, grow, improve, but mainly cut their learning curve and avoid some mistakes, avoid some pain, avoid some mishaps if they possibly can. There's a lot of people and a lot of businesses and a lot of ways to get something done. And when we kind of tap into our community and a lot of experience across many, many people, there's certain things that do help. This project, this brand is all about that. There's a lot of talking heads on the internet too. A lot of people that are, getting rich, selling you a product. This is not what this is about. No one's special. I don't have any unique gifts. I'm more of a generalist as a founder building companies. I'm a college dropout. I started my first company at age 20. Never looked back. I've been building technology companies for 15 years. There's a lot of failures along the way. Honestly, a lot of wasted time. There's been a lot of learning from those failures, obviously, but there's also been a few wins and a few exits, more so in the past few years. But in the past few years, I've taken two companies public from inception. I'm working on number three and number four. The main thing is over the past 5 years, I've started to do things quite a bit differently. I refer to this first 10 years in business very specifically because it was 10 years of pain and learning. I was learning by just for the best intentions, 1 foot forward. But I had no examples. I had no peer network. I had no real examples to follow. I was consuming books and reading books, but I was pursuing the businesses that I was creating at the expense of everything else. And that's health, that's relationships, that's peace of mind, that's mental health, that's everything. So in the past few years, there's a bunch of things that have happened. I've exited a couple companies, but also, I've had a child and it allows me, a moment to take a step back. I've got a larger purpose, a transition in life. I care as much about helping other people as I do, putting in the work for my family. But I've also learned a lot of things in the past 5 years of how to do things a little bit better, to do things differently. I've adopted a whole new appreciation for my time, what I do, just as much for what I don't do, how I operate in a cadence with specific kind of discipline and frameworks every single day that does help, allows me to be in great shape. My family's taken care of. I'm able to work on projects that are really meaningful to me. I don't waste any time. I don't do things I don't enjoy. And I'm focused on where my core skill set really is. So the last few years have been a lot of learning and it's allowed a little bit of reflection, especially when I talk to other founders and entrepreneurs. It's always amazing to me when you really get in those rooms and you have these conversations, when you hear the real stories of what happened, the challenges, the pain, the setbacks, who they had to become and what they had to do to get through them, what the battles really looked like from the battlefield, rather than just look at what they are today from the outside, where we tend to look at, founders and entrepreneurs and glamorize what they built. But generally, that stems from many, many years of some very challenging times. And it's those stories that are extremely special. That's really what this podcast and this project is really about. Founders Garage is a kind of an analogy. It's where founders begin projects and companies, but it's also, where you go to tune up and optimize your performance. And the project really is about exposing a lot of founders and entrepreneurs to the things that you can't Google, insights from the rooms that you want to be in, and real stories of tactical playbooks from being in the trenches in some very challenging or even unfortunate scenarios of how people were able to get through, continue to keep the faith, build their team, build their business, and come out on the other side. And it opens up the context of a little bit of trust to this community and allows us to share more, not just the stories and the insights, but what pragmatically helped to get through and share that with a broader audience to help other people do the exact same thing, build valuable companies, become the best version of themselves, while not destroying themselves in the process, because it is in fact possible. So we're going to have some incredible people on this show. We're going to uncover some great stories. We're also going to have some direct kind of focused conversations on very topical things that are very important and timely right now. I could rattle off a number of those, but that is what will come in the coming days and weeks and months. So we definitely want to engage with the community, and we appreciate, again, everyone taking a few minutes to listen to this intro episode. We're brand new, so obviously we do need your help. If anything resonated whatsoever in terms of who we are, what we're setting out to do, the community we're setting out to create, the type of content we want to give to people, the value we want to provide, then give us a like, subscribe to this podcast if you can. Follow Founders Garage on Instagram and Twitter. If you can, send us a direct message, anything, thumbs up, whatever it is. Just let us know you're out there because we really appreciate it. It's the only reason why we would do this. We're open and accessible. We want to engage and chat with anybody. If you want to send us an email, it's just info@foundersgarage.io. My handle on Instagram and Twitter is Dean Sutton as well. So we're going to put a lot into this. This has been a long time coming. It's a labor of love. We're not trying to create a podcast because we need to. Lord knows the world doesn't need more podcasts. We're not doing it because we're trying to make money either. We're doing this because we really care. We want to continue to have conversations. We want to create an environment where a lot of these conversations can flourish. And the deep, deep nuances and resources and value unearthed in these conversations can be brought to more and more people. So that's who we are. We're actual founders. We're busy in the trenches doing this, but we're carving out some time to create this podcast and this movement as well, simply because we know it would have helped us. And I can tell you, it would have shaved many, many years off of my painful learning curve in those first 10. So thanks again. Please reach out, subscribe to it. Send us a note, send us a DM. We'll definitely get back to you. Thanks again. And we look forward to seeing you on the next one.